The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat Kenny, and Jess Kelly is with me now, News Talk's technology correspondent. So break it down for me, Jess. Air have said we could have done the whole thing, gotten broadband to every home in the country, including the people who had absolutely no interest whatsoever in having high-speed fibre broadband, and we could have done it for a billion.
Less than a billion. But the key point and the bit where I need clarity is, would they have delivered it to every home, or would they have delivered it to every crossroads and then there would still be the cost of connecting them? This is a big, and you know, I think myself and Air fell out a little bit over this a while ago, because there was a lack of clarity around the language used, past versus connected. And you may think, ah, here, who cares? But you care if you're the one paying for it. So Air will say that they've passed X amount of homes. Now, that means that the fibre runs by your door and you are, like, it's up to you then to connect it. But connected is something different, and again, so you have to then pay the money to get connected. And what we found in instances around this country is that local providers or other providers who are not Air don't see the massive incentive to connect those homes, because you're having to piggyback off the airline, drag it up and do the last bit of work, which is the most expensive
bit of work. The last kilometre being the worst and the hardest.
Exactly.
Now, the obvious flaw with the National Broadband Plan is that everybody gets it. Including the man living up a mountain who doesn't have electricity, yet we're going to give him fibre broadband. And he might want it. And he might be dead within 5 years, and then you've got broadband up there and nobody's living there. So the biggest mistake that was made here was the universal element of it. And that's probably what's after doubling the bill.
Well, I think, you know, anyone that I've spoken to, both on and off the record, I think acknowledges that that's an issue. From the outset, it was, let's bring everyone up to a level playing field, which sounds like a glorious kind of Oprah Winfrey-esque, you know, aspiration to have. But when, again, it comes to writing the check, that's where the issues arise. You know, I made the point on News Talk Breakfast back in May when this looked like it was going to be over the line and all the rest. Surely if you were tasked with doing something, the first thing you would do is shout out the window, who wants this?
Yeah.
Rather than wasting your time going around the place.
Commercially, you wouldn't have bothered your barney unless you knew that there was a customer at the end. But see, where I have an issue with Air, and we've both had issues with Air, is that I live in a bit that Air just didn't bother doing. And an algorithm decided, well, we're going to stop it there and stop it 3 miles up the road. And all the houses in the middle, where definitely there would be people who'd want broadband, were left waiting for the National Broadband Plan. And I think that happened a lot around the country, where they didn't complete the circuit on a lot of exchanges in the expectation that they may have been in the shake-up for this.
So what Air have said, and to jump in, and I know Caroline Lennon would say, that, well, pretty much the same thing, or I'd imagine she would, is that they drew up a business case. And again, they're all businesses looking to make money. They're not looking to make every person in the country happy. Yeah. They drew up a business case of how many homes they could cover in a certain time frame for a certain amount of money that would then garner them business. And yeah, it was down to an algorithm. And you know, if you look at the map, favourite map, broadband.gov.ie, and put in your air code, and you'll see, what you'll see is, like,
I'm going to get you a bed cover that's designed in that.
Someone printed out and framed it for me. I have it on my desk. But you'll see perfect circles drawn out in different colours. Now, we know that housing estates are not designed in perfect circles. There will be someone's back garden or someone's extension or something like that that's outside that circle. But the algorithms and the way it's all drawn up doesn't care. It's in those sort of designs. Now, look, we know that there are people around the country who aren't happy. We know that there are 2 homes left on a street of 50 homes that don't have it, exactly like your example. But it does come back down to business. So I am looking forward to hearing Caroline Lennon from Air in front of the Oireachtas Committee later on this afternoon to hear the maths on this.
Now, here's where my sympathy for Air was a little more limited after the argument that was put forward. Of the 2.9 billion that is going into the National Broadband Plan, Air are going to do quite well out of that because of the, and this is my favourite part of the story, the rental of Air's poles.
They're going to get about a billion. So they're doing all right.
So they're making a billion without even breaking a sweat.
Yeah, well, they will have to break a sweat to a certain extent because they have to still maintain and look after all the upkeep of their network. So again, for those who don't remember, because let's face it, it's been about 6 weeks since we've done an in-depth piece about this. So Granite and McCourt were sort of identified as the preferred bidder. They were the last bidder. They were the only one in the game. So they have been identified as the preferred bidder, and the state will put forward a capped amount of 2.9 $2.97 billion to get national broadband plan around the country and everything will be great. Of that $2.97 billion, $1 billion is thought to go to AIR, and that, as I said, is for the rental and the upkeep and all the rest of their networks, which AIR will then have to look
after.
Which
is there already because they have the poles.
Yes, but we have to pay our dues.
Because we gave away the poles because we were stupid.
Then there's a $500 million contingency plan. So if something goes wrong, if Storm Ophelia happens, if something bad puts us behind plan and all the rest, we have the $500 million. Also, if the cost of fibre cable will go up, which I'm pretty sure it will be because there's going to be a huge demand, we have that sort of rainy day fund. You're also looking, I think it's around $355 million for VAT. So all in all, you know, when you take out the AIR, when you take out the contingency, when you take out the VAT, that's like 1.8 something billion that you're taking out.
So Grannan McCourt's deal is not the 3 billion that it's painted. There's a lot of other stuff in the mix.
And we're also not handing over the money until homes are passed. And then again, when homes are connected. And that's how we ensure that we're covered.
And the frustrating thing about all of this is that with that investment, to be fair to AIR, because look, AIR owned the network. We, as a state, we decided to sell off key infrastructure. It was a decision that was taken at the time. We're still not going to own anything. We're not even going to own a pole because AIR are going to own the poles.
But do we want to own it? Because the whole point, and like, so again, I've spoken to a few people about this, ministers, former ministers and all the rest, and they'll say, do we actually want to own it? Because the idea with this is we take the stabilisers off Ireland's broadband network in a few years' time and then it can run and it's future-proofed and we can build upon it and then we don't need to own it.
Yeah, but don't forget that we're also going to be hoovering internet from wherever. I mean, I've got an LTE system that works exceptionally well and is after going to over 100 megabytes in the last couple of weeks just because somebody pressed a button somewhere. Anyway, we digress because we need to talk about roaming.
Yes.
The rules are, if you're in an EU country, you roam like home. The second you cross the border, as you did into Monte Carlo, it costs you a lot more. Two questions have come in. John Wall, good morning, John. Any truth that if you're travelling by boat to the UK and you use a phone in international waters from shore, you will be charged international rates?
Absolutely true, because again, being the idiot I am, I've done that. So I'm like a piggy, or like a little goal for like what not to do with broadband and roaming and all the rest. Yes, if you get the Irish Ferries boat to the UK or to France or anything like that, what you will do if you don't put your phone onto flight mode is you will cross into the satellite-y bits, technical term.
Yes.
And then you will face charges. You face charges if you connect, if you get a call, if you get a text, if you send a call.
But I presume you're connecting to something on the boat, are you?
Yeah, which then has to bounce off
a satellite.
Off a satellite-y bit.
Okay.
So you can use the Wi-Fi. There is Wi-Fi on board the different boats that I've been on anyway. And I think you have to, there's an element of free and then I think you have the option of paying as well. But just be so mindful of that because again, it can cost a hell of a lot of money.
And a quick one, someone's going to the Balkans in August for a trip. Croatia's covered for roaming. Bosnia, Montenegro won't be. Should I get a SIM card from one of those countries to cover the cost?
Yes, absolutely. This is something that's a very good tip, not just for those regions, but if you are going to Australia or if you are going to America, absolutely get a SIM card. It may feel like on your first day of holidays, you're paying out a hell of a lot of money to buy a SIM card and to have money on it because obviously you're not going to enter into a contract, but it will save you a fortune. When I went to Sydney 2 years ago, I bought a Vodafone SIM card over there. I think it was $50. And again, you feel like, oof, on your first day. But you do get a hell of a lot. You get a really good bundle and it will save you an absolute fortune. Plus, it means that you can, if you use it on the same phone as your normal phone, you can still be in all of your WhatsApp groups just under a new number.